Hi, I'm Andrew Connell, and welcome back to the Partner Center SDK Developer Training. In this module, we're going to talk about Office 365 subscriptions, offers, add-ons, and everything related to licensing. First, we're going to look at an overview to Office 365, and then we're going to dive into offer categories and offers and see how we can get to query those with the SDK. Then we'll look at add-ons, something that we can have for existing offers. We'll dig more into that in this module. We'll also talk about subscriptions, how we can create a subscription, how we can modify a subscription. We'll also see how we can place an order, also interrogate existing orders. And then I'll talk a little bit at the end about some common issues that may come up when you're placing orders and how to either mitigate them or how to deal with them when they show up. So let's first start with an overview to Office 365. Office 365 is Microsoft's productivity cloud offering. It includes hosted versions of SharePoint, Exchange, Skype for Business, formerly known as Link, OneDrive for Business, and you can also download the Office clients for a rich experience on your client. It's sold using offers and add-ons, and it's very predictable. Has very predictable pricing and very easy to figure out for your customers. The reason for this is that everything is based on a license model that's paid on a per monthly basis. It's not consumption based, so it's easy to figure out a license where you can say how much a certain license is or how much a certain offer is. Multiply that by how many licenses you have and how many users. That's what your cost is going to be for that month. So really easy to figure out the pricing model. Now let's talk about Office 365 and offer categories and offers. Now Office 365 offers and licenses are grouped into three different categories. We have enterprise, small business, and government. We have offers. Now offers are different SKUs for products. So we may have a SKU for, say, SharePoint Online or Exchange Online. But we also may have a SKU for a group of products, such as the E1, E2, E3, et cetera. Those licenses are actually groups of other offers. So for example, an E1 is going to include things like SharePoint Online, Exchange Online, et cetera, and a few other ones. Different of these different licenses between E1, E2, and E3 just include more stuff. Azure offers are also present, but only Azure subscriptions and Office 365 related offers, such as Azure Active Directory, mobility management, and rights management will show up here. You won't see things like virtual machines or storage or websites for Azure inside of the different offers. Those are resources specifically related to Azure, and we'll talk more about those in another module where we deal with Azure and the Azure Resource Manager. Now, some offers have a minimum and a maximum quantity. It's going to block you, the system will block you from actually placing more orders for licenses that go above the maximum. And the reason for that is because some licenses are really only designed for small business. For example, the Office 365 business is for small business. You can only have 1 to 300 licenses. So if you tried to buy an additional license to get to like 301, you're gonna get an error in saying that that's not allowed because you're exceeding the limit. The way you fix that is with transitioning an existing subscription over from small business over to an enterprise license, and then that license type actually allows you to go much higher. We talk more about the Office 365 subscription transitions in a separate module. So we'll dig in, we're gonna punt that one for now. Now, we have qualifications and prerequisites. Some offers have qualifications, some of them have prerequisites, and some of them have both or neither. Qualifications are limitations such as this license is only available for government users. You need to ensure that when you're selling the subscriptions and selling the different offers to your customers, that you actually are pre-qualifying them and making sure that they meet the qualification requirements. Some other ones also have prerequisites. This would be a license or an offering that is only available if you have another offer. For example, you can't get Exchange archiving if you don't have an Exchange license. So the Exchange archiving has a prerequisite that you have an Exchange Online license. Now, how do we actually get these offers? The way you're going to get them with a managed API is just like we're doing in all the other modules. We're going to first authenticate as an app or a user. Then we're going to get an instance of the partner object, create a query object, get the results back, and then we can enumerate and write the results out. Here's what the code for that looks like. So first you see I'm getting a partner object, and we've seen how to do that in many previous modules. Then I'm going to get all the offer categories. So here I'm saying give me a list of all the offer categories by going partnerops.offercategories.byCountry and passing in the 2-digit ISO code and then saying .get. That will then give me a list of all my different categories. I can see a count for how many are there, and then I can enumerate through each one and write out their names and get their IDs. Here you can see a list of all the properties that are available to us on the offer category object. You can see the country it's associated with, the locale, the name, and then the rank is a number that's simply used for Office 365 when usually it sorts the different offers or the different offer categories. How do we want to have them show up? You could use that in your own system as well. Now, how do we get the individual offers? The way you're going to get the individual offers is by going to the offers collection on the partner ops object or on the iPartner interface. You're going to say, I want to get offers by a specific country. So you pass in the two-digit character code for that. You're then going to say .get, and you can pass in any paging information. The first parameter in the paging is going to be the offset. So how many items do we want to skip for the query? And then the second one is going to be for the size of the page of data that we want to get back. I can see the count that comes back, and I can enumerate through all the different items, and again, I can write out their name. Here you can see a list of all the properties associated with an offer. A couple just to call out there, notice where it says, is auto-renewable, is available for purchase, is add-on. Those are different Boolean flags that are going to signify certain things about the offer. For example, add-ons are actually included as an offer, just like every other offer that we can purchase. So the is add-on flag is simply a flag to say that this particular offer is an add-on. It's intended to be an add-on for other offers. How do we get the same data, though, using the REST API? That's pretty simple. You're just going to authenticate. You're going to go to the offers endpoint, include the necessary headers, and then make a request. So here's what the code for that looks like. Here I'm getting a list of all my offer categories by going to api.partnercenter.microsoft.com/v1/offer-categories, and then go country equals US. And I'm including all the other headers to get the information that I need. How do I get specific offers? Well, in this case here, I'm getting all the offers for the US, and I'm getting just the first 25. I'm doing that by saying offset is 0, so don't skip any items, and the page size is 25. Let's take a look at the code using our sample SDK application. So I'm going to jump over to Visual Studio. And here I'm going to go open up my offers folder, and I'm going to look at the get offer categories. So here, get my offer categories. You see at the very bottom here on line 33, this is where I'm getting my categories. So I'm going to my partner object that I created, saying .offer categories .by country, pass in the country code. In this case, I'm going to use US or just whatever the user ended up entering in, and then say .get. There's my categories, and I can write them all out. I can also do the same thing, but I can do it for getting offers. So here, I'm going to say, let's go get a list of all of our offers. And here I'm passing in, going to get all my offers. Let's open that full screen, we can see a little bit better. So there we go, partneroperations.offers.byCountry, passing in the country code, and then I'm getting the first page of data by simply saying 0, page size. Now, another thing that we can do is I can get a specific offer. So here, the way I get a specific offer is in this case, I'm going to go get a specific offer by saying offers.byCountry, and then I'm going to say by ID and pass in the offer ID to get my particular offer back. And that's how I'm going to get all my offers. Okay? I can also see how this looks when I look at it using REST. So if I come over here, the Office 365 folders is my trace right here. So here you can see I'm getting a list of all my offer categories. I'm just going to the v1/offer-categories endpoint and passing on the query string value of country equals US, including all the other headers. And then down here in the response, we can see a list of three items that come back. So here I've got my enterprise category. Here's my small business category, and last but not least, there's my government category. I can then come over here and look at the individual offers. So here I can see a list of all the offers by going to v1/offers, included all the other headers that I've had to include for other REST requests. And I got 111 items back, and we will look for this offer, which is a Windows 8 Azure AD. So here we go. This is the Azure AD for government. It's government pricing. Notice here that I have a max and a min quality as well. Let's see if we can find another one that's related to Office 365. This would take a while to actually pull these to find each one that we're looking for. So let's just see if we can find. Here's one for Dynamic CRM, Online Essentials, Government Pricing. Here again, you can see my maximum minimum quantity. You can see if there's any qualifications. In this case here, government is required. And over here on the product, I have a list of the some other information about this. So things breaking down to licenses as well. Now, the next thing I can do here is I can also jump over and I can see, filter things by a specific category. So if you look at the query string, you see I have a query string value where I've set the offer category ID equals the actual ID of the offer. And what that does is that filters it down so that I now have a subset of all the offers that we got. So in the past one where we didn't filter it, we had 111, and in this case, we have just 33. How can I get a specific offer? Well, here, let's find one that's a specific offer. That is this one right here. And in this case, what you can see is that what I've done is I've gone to V1/offers, and then I've passed in the GUID of the particular offer. Here we can see that now the data that comes back is just a single offer that I got. Notice this one here for the Office 365 Business Premium, I only have up to 300 licenses that are allowed on this license. So now that we've seen how to do offers, let's jump back to our slides. And let's now talk about Office 365 add-ons. So as I said before, some offers do have add-ons. You can access them via the managed API in the SDK or with the REST API. When you're using the SDK or using the managed API, each offer object has an add-ons collection that you can query for. In the REST API, there's an add-ons piece that you have to issue an additional query for to get information about that offer. All the add-ons are treated like offers in the object model, and it's a Boolean flag that indicates if a particular offer is intended to be used only as an add-on. Some examples of add-ons are Exchange Online Archiving, Dynamics CRM Online Instances, Skype for Business, Cloud PBX, and Office 365 Extra File Storage. Those are just some of the examples. The way you're going to get offers via the Managed API is by simply finding this particular offer that you're looking for. So in this case here, I have my partner ops that offers by country, and then I specify that I'm looking for only US offers, and then I pass in the ID of the particular offer. Notice that at the end there, before I actually go get the offer, I'm asking for all of his add-ons by saying .add-ons.get, and that's going to give me all the offer add-ons for that particular offer. I can do the same thing via REST. And the way I do that is by going to the same Partner Center endpoint of api.partnercenter.microsoft.com/v1/offer, pass in the GUID for the offer, and then say /add-ons, and then filter it by a particular country. Let's take a look at the code for this and see what this looks like. So if I switch back to my app, I'm still in the Get Offer class. And you might have noticed this in the last demo that I just ran, because here I have a list where I'm actually getting all the offer add-ons and to write those out. So here I'm going to look for a particular offer and then write out all the add-ins for that one offer. Now, I can do the same thing with REST. And again, you might have noticed in the previous demo, I had one extra filter fiddler trace here that I didn't show. It's going to the V1/offers. There's my GUID for my offer right there. And then I'm passing in the add-ons piece at the very end. That's going to give me a list of add-ons for a particular item. So in this case here, we're looking at an add-on for, it looks like, Exchange. So here, Exchange Online Archiving. We have another one here for Office 365 Extra File Storage. And we have another one here for Exchange Online Advanced Threat Protection. So we might be looking at, say, an enterprise license, like an E1 or an E2, because we're seeing some things about Exchange, we're seeing some things about extra file storage as well. So that might be the reason why we see that. All right, let's go back to our slides. And why don't we now talk about Office 365 subscriptions. Now, Office 365 subscriptions, what they do is they indicate a commitment for a customer. It includes both offers and add-ons. You're going to get subscriptions by a specific customer, and the subscription object also has his own add-ons collection to see the different values that come back. The way you do this with a managed API is to getting an instance of a partner, then getting an instance of a customer, and then you're going to say, give me a list of all my subscriptions. That looks like this. Now I'm showing you two different ways of getting subscriptions. The first way I'm showing you how to do it is by saying just customer.subscriptions.get, as you see there on the middle of the slide. The other option is for me to get subscriptions by a specific order ID. Then I'm going to loop through all the results and show the results out each one by one. So looping through the subscriptions collection and his response that we got back and looking at his individual items. Okay? I can do the same thing with the REST API. So here I'm going to go to api.partnercenter.microsoft.com/v1 and then go to customers/the GUI to the customer and then say /subscriptions. In this case, I'm doing a little bit of paging information. I can also update a subscription. The way you update a subscription is you're going to go get an instance of that subscription, then you're going to make a change to it, and then you submit it back. So the way that that works here is you see that I'm going and getting a reference to a particular subscription by going to my customers, by ID, so finding a particular customer, then the subscriptions collection and saying by ID to get a particular subscription, and then I'm going to set his quantity to increase the number of items on that subscription by 10, and then I'm going to submit that back to the partner center by saying partnerops.customer, go find the customer, then go find the subscription, and then call .patch and pass in the subscription. And that will actually save my changes back to the partner center system. I can change the subscription status as well. I can do that by doing the exact same process, grabbing a reference to a subscription, and then just changing the subscription status property from, say, active to, in this case, suspended, and then just patching that subscription up in the system by calling it the same way as we did a moment ago. Okay, so now I want to go through and show you how we can look at subscriptions with our console application. So let's come over here. I'm going to go over to my subscriptions, and let's first look at the get subscriptions. So here is the API call for getting a list of all of our subscriptions. So here we have partneroperations.customers by ID, and there's my customer ID, .subscriptions.get. That's going to give me a list of all of my subscriptions. Next, I can also get all the subscriptions by a particular order. So here if I scroll down, I can say partneroperations.customers.byID, pass in the customer ID, pass in the subscriptions, and then see the by ID and the order ID. You can see there, I'm actually getting all of my subscriptions that way. Now, another way, let's go back to, there we go. Now, the other thing I can do is I can get a particular subscription. We saw that a moment ago. Not just by a particular order, but now I'm getting a subscription by a specific subscription ID. There you go. So now I'm going to go get my customers, go to a specific customer, go to subscriptions collection, go to the subscription ID, and then call get. Another thing that we can do is I can also update my subscription. So here if I scroll down, take a look at what this is going to do. First, I'm getting a reference to an existing subscription. So there I'm going to my partner operations, going to a particular customer, going to the subscriptions collection, getting a particular subscription. And then what we're going to do is I'm going to scroll down a little bit farther and update the subscription. So you see here on line 39, I've increased the quantity by 1. On line 40, I'm going to save my changes by saying partnerops.customers, go to a particular customer, then go to subscriptions, go to a particular subscription, and then I'm just going to call patch and submit that as a save. And that'll save my subscription. Okay? All right, so let's now go back to our slides. And now let's talk about placing orders. So orders are a vehicle for creating a sales item for a customer. You're going to add subscriptions to offers and add-ons to orders as line items. You're going to then submit the order for a customer to trigger a commerce action, so to effectively establish a subscription for that customer. Query for orders using the management API. How do we do this? This is not that hard. We're going to get an instance of our partner object. We're going to get an instance of a customer, and then we're going to get an instance or a collection of different orders, and I can then create an order object as well. I can also create an order object and also add order line items to it and submit it to a customer. So there's two different things I can do here. I can get an instance of all the different orders that are out there and see the list of them and then actually dig into the details of our orders. And then I can also create an order and submit it to Partner Center to actually get the customer to go purchase a license. So let's see what it looks like to get orders in the Managed API. So here what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to my partner operations. I'm going to say customers.byid and get a reference to a particular customer. Then I'm going to get all my orders. So I'm going to go to customer.orders.get, or you can get a specific order by saying using the same syntax we used before, like the byid. Here you can see at the bottom what I'm doing is I'm then going looping through all the line items on that order, and I'm writing out the line item number, the quantity, and the friendly name. The friendly name is a way that I can actually just rename a subscription to give it a different name. How would I create an order? Well, the way you're going to create an order is like this. You're going to create a new order object, and that order object has two different properties on it. One property is the ID of the customer, and the other property is actually a collection of order line items. So I then need to go add in as many line items as I need. So in this case here, I'm placing an order for some Office 365 license. I've specified the offer ID, sorry, on the line item you specify the offer ID. I'm giving it a friendly name and saying that I want 15 licenses of that. And you see at the bottom, the way that I submit my order is by going to my partner.customer.byid. So I'm finding a particular customer and then saying orders.create and passing that order in. And that's going to end up creating the new customer. All right. So let's take a look at the SDK and see how we can actually do this. And we'll also look at the REST API on how to create a new customer. So what I'll do here is let's go over here to our orders. And let's first get a list of all of our orders. So to get a list of all of our orders, I'm just going to go to my partneroperations.customers.byid, finding a particular customer, going to the order collection, and then saying .get. If I wanted to look at just one order, I could use orders.get byid. So I could do something like this. .byid and pass in the order ID like that. Which, of course, I don't have that specified here, so I'm getting a little error. That's fine. Just showing you a little example. I can also get the details of a particular order. So let's see how this works. So first, what you see here is I'm getting a reference to my particular customer right here. So there's my customer ID and then the orders. I'm getting a particular customer like that, then calling .get, and I'm writing out all the details for that particular order. I would then need to go through and look at all the different items inside of it, like the different line items that we have inside that order. So here, if I went to this order details object, you would see that I have properties such as the creation date of the order, the ID of the order, line items associated with it as well. And for each one of those different line items, they would be referencing another offer, a quantity, etc. Now, I can also create an order. So let's see what that looks like. So here to create an order, I'm creating a new order object. You see just above that, I've actually gotten reference to an offer and a customer that we want to purchase the offer for. Inside the order object, I specify the customer that this is intended for. I specify the number of line items. So here I've got one item that I'm ordering. This is going to be called my new offer purchase. I'm getting 5 licenses of it for this particular offer. And once I take that, I then need to create the order by calling partner operations dot customers dot by ID dot orders dot create, and I pass in the order object, and it will go create that order. All right. So how do I do the same thing with the REST API? Let me come over here. We'll pull this up. Here, what I'm doing is I am creating a new customer. So if I look at the raw form of this, here's where I'm creating a new customer. You can see I'm issuing an HTTP post. I'm going to Partner Center. I'm going to the API for the order to create my customer, which is api.partnercenter.microsoft.com. And I'm passing in, going to a particular customer to go submit that order. And here when I look at the JSON, you can see the actual order that's being submitted. Now, down here at the bottom, we can see that once my order is created, I can see that it's actually being returned back to me like this. All right? I can also get a list of all of our orders. So if I come back over to my headers view, I'm going to my get v1/customers and go to this particular endpoint. You can see I'm getting a list of all the orders for this customer. He has just one. Create date, ID, there's the customer it's for. I open him up and we can see that I'm getting an order for this particular offer. Actually, there's the offer ID, there's the name I gave it, and then there's the subscription ID that is going to be that this new order is associated with as well. And you see I just purchased one license. Okay, so let's jump back to our slides. And now let's talk about some common issues that you may run into when you're creating offers or creating orders for your customers. The big challenge we have, and again, we talked about this also in the customer module, but I want to reiterate some of the things here. When you place an order, Microsoft does a bunch of validation checks to ensure that when you place that order, you have all the valid data for that customer and for that order. Otherwise, you'll get an error and it'll return that error back to you. The way that you deal with this, or the way that this works, is that Microsoft has a bunch of validation rules on the server that they're checking. Now, you should, if you're creating a brand new customer, there are some validation checks that you can run to ensure that you have things like the proper address that Microsoft is expecting and stuff like that. But there are some additional challenges you may run into. Over time, we may have new fields that are added to the Partner Center or the Commerce system. We also may have new validation rules that are in place. For example, maybe the name was not required at one point for a customer, and so now you don't have the customer name in the system. While the data is fine in the system and you can still query for it and read it, if you ever tried to update that customer, you get an error if you left the name as empty because the customer name is required now. The same thing is true though when you place an order. Microsoft is going to check to see, do you have a name for that customer in the system? And if you don't, then you're going to get an exception when that pops up. So instead, what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to make sure that you have valid data before you actually submit everything. One way you're going to want to, you can check this is by writing a one-time little console application or a PowerShell script that tears through all of your customers and tries to do just a simple update of them without updating any data. If it fails, you can look at the errors that come back and then do some proactive one-off tasks to go check with each one of your customers and asking them to please update their information so that when they go to place an order in the future, it won't fail. However, these are things that when you place your order, you should still also check for. So customer records may not reflect the current desired state that Microsoft has. Maybe that's because the customer was created by another partner. Maybe it's because there are new rules that are in place that weren't there beforehand. Issues can then occur when you go to place updates on that customer or when you go to place your orders. So things like the customer name is a required field. At one point it wasn't required. So my guidance to you is to check before you place or update your orders. Address validation. Another thing too is that you have to have a valid address. What you can do is you can actually get the market validation data, the country validation data from Partner Center before you actually go to submit the customer, the creation of the customer, the update of the customer to Partner Center to avoid any errors. I'll show you how to do that in just a minute. Some other things that you want to check for too are things like the offer limit exceeded. As I said before at the beginning of this module, some offers have a upper limit or a lower limit of how many licenses you can have. For example, like Office 365 small business licenses are limited to only having 300 licenses per tenant. If you go above that, it really doesn't think that you should be using small business licenses. Instead, you should be using enterprise licenses. And so Microsoft is going to require you to either not purchase any additional licenses. They'll error out if you do, or you're going to have to transition those licenses. And we have a module on Office 365 subscription transitions that we have in this class that you can refer to on how to do that. So let me show you how we can do the validation of the address. If I go to the partner object and I say country validation rules and I get the country validation by a particular country, so such as US, that'll give me back some data about that I can use for validation. If I look at the REST API, let me show you what the REST API looks for this. So with the REST API, if I go to v1/country validation rules/US, that's going to give me an object that looks like this. Notice that I have a couple flags here. Is the city required? Is the state required? Is the postal code required? Then I get regular expressions that I can use to look up the phone number or to validate the phone number or validate the postal codes. You can also see supported cultures. I can see valid states that are available, and valid tax IDs that I would expect. And I talked about before the offer limit exceeded. If you make a call to the API trying to add additional licenses, you're going to have to, and you add additional licenses over the limit of what is allowed, you're going to get an error back that says offer limit exceeded. My guidance to you for that is to first, you should check your existing or new orders for min and max quantities and find out if when you're placing an order, if you're going to go over this limit or go outside this range. If you are, then you're going to need to don't submit the order, provide guidance instead to your customer that why this is not allowed, so that Microsoft says you can only have 300 licenses, and then also set up some sort of logic to where you could then give customers the ability to go upgrade their subscriptions. Another thing that we can do is we can also validate the partner ID with the managed API. And the way you can do that is by going to your partner object, going to the profiles collection, then calling .npmprofile.get and passing in the ID of the particular profile. And that will give you, if you get an error when it comes back, then it doesn't exist. Here's how you can do the same thing with the REST API. Just go to v1/profiles/npn and then on the query string, put the ID. If you get a 200 back, then it's a valid NPN ID. If you get a 404 back, then the partner ID does not exist. So then you get that would be your validation check. So in this module, we talked about Office 365, subscriptions and offers and orders, and how we could actually work with all of these different things. We did an overview of Office 365 licensing. We saw how we get offer categories and offers, as well as add-ons, subscriptions, orders, placing orders, and then how we could deal with common issues, both using the managed API and the REST API that we get in the Partner Center SDK. Stay tuned for another module on the Partner Center SDK developer training.